Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Using My Keys. This is Valerie Burwell, host of the Empowerment Place Ministries and Using Your Keys broadcast. We are excited this evening, very excited this evening to continue our conversation about love and to have with us some wonderful people who don't mind sharing their perspective on what love is as a single person. We have Minister Rob. Say hello.
How you doing? Hello, everyone.
We have a handsome smile on Skipper Lee. Skipper, tell everybody hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
We have precious Tracy. Tracy Johnson on the line with us. Tracy, you want to tell everybody hello?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you. There are a few hello, more people Tracy. That may join us with this conversation, but right now the group that we have are all professional people, all have education, all aspiring to do great things in the kingdom, and they understand why they're here on the earth doing what they do. So I am grateful for that. Again, like yes. I said, we're talking about love. And I wanted to make sure that I had some women and some men present so that we could have tag team, so that we won't be heavy mm-hmm. on one side or another of the perspective. You know, because, yeah. you know, guys, y'all yeah. think y'all know it all. I don't need to just put it out there
no.
like that. Hold on one moment. I think we have another gentleman. Good evening. Is this my son? Hello? Jeff? Okay. Well, he's not speaking. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to go to you, Tracy, first. What's your definition of love?
My definition of love?
Yes.
My definition of love would be more so of a commitment, a partnership, knowing each other from mind. I say mind, body, and soul. Just knowing if your mate is hurting, you can feel their pain, not so of actually feeling it, but you know where it's coming from. That's why I feel this is my definition of love.
That's good. Skipper, what's your definition?
Yeah, my definition is some of what the first caller was talking about. It's more or less, Tracy, understanding of each other, caring of each other, knowing each other inside and out, and just being there for each other, whether physical or mental, you know, any aspect of it, just loving on each other, just being there for each other in times of need, and in times when there's no need, to still being there for each other. That's my definition, definition of love.
Okay. Ms. Bassfield is joining us. Good evening,
hello.
Sheila. Hey, how
yes.
are you?
Great, how are you?
We posed the first question. What's your definition of love? How would you answer that?
Let's see. I would say that love is an expression. Love, a lot of people, in my opinion, a lot of people get love mixed up with feeling, and that's why a lot of times people will be hurt because of necessarily their feelings, but I think that love is an expression. You know someone loves you by the things they do, the things they say, but it's more so of an understanding between you and that individual, and basically it's saying that if you first and foremost, you know, God is love, so if you understand that God loves us all, then you yourself will also know how it is to be loved. The expressions, and you know how it is to be loved because God loves us. So then in return, you have to love others the way that God loves us. So that's why I say that it's an understanding between you and the individual. If you both understand that God loves us, loves you both, then, you know, kind of understand.
I said, you're cooking with grease. If both of you all have that understanding, you're cooking. You are really cooking.
Amen. Amen.
Rob.
Yes.
What's the definition of love?
Well, you know me. You know, I'm a poet, so yes. my poetry and my abstractness come into mind. But for me, love is a process which is descriptive in time. You know, of course, it's God. It's about caring. It's about sharing. But it's basically about, you know, performing a series of actions and steps, you know, that will preserve your relationship. You know, love is not a one-time thing. You know, love is an action. You know, a lot of times we talk about, I love you, but there's no action. You know, love, yes, can be a noun, but it's basically an action word, a continuously word of action that you keep applying to that person or that relationship, depending on, you know, whether it's a friendship, whether it's, you know, in ministry, or whether it's an intimate relationship. It's a continuous process that that's about the other person, not you. You know, I had to learn that love had nothing to do with me except for the fact that it caused me to, it demanded me to be the best I could be, to do the best I can do for the sake of all those that I love.
Okay.
Okay. All of that's good. Sheila, you preach to us. Yes, yes, preach, Sheila. Rob, I understand your poeticness. But, you know, you said something very key. You said you had to learn the love for yourself. And Sheila brought about how God is love. And if we embrace God's love, then it becomes easier for us to show forth that love with someone else. But as your experience with singles, how often do you run across somebody? And I mean, you know, all of you all are in church, have a relationship with the Lord, know God, know people who say they love God and, you know, fire baptized, the Holy Ghost filled and the whole nine. But yet when it comes to the matters of the hearts and the matter of really embracing love, how is it for you all that do you experience individuals who say they know God and have a relationship with him, but it's evident that they don't love themselves, so it makes you leery to try to enter into a relationship with them?
No, definitely. You know, people, a lot of people, like you say, they love God, but they don't love themselves, and you are an extension of God. So how can you, it's like saying, you know, I love my arm, but I don't love my hand. You know, I love my leg, but I don't love my foot, when both are key and essential to the whole package. It's hard because a lot of people are broken, and it's hard to love somebody who don't even know what love is or have a misconstrued idea of what love is. And that's where love and relationships become frustrating, and they become ineffective.
Yeah. Tracy, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm agreeing with what he's saying. I'm going to say for myself, you know, being 39, I had to go through a transition of really learning who I was as a woman of God, because there were times where I didn't love myself, and I attracted those men that, you know, that was kind of pursued to how the vibe that I was giving them. But it took, you know, time and prayer that I had to go through and say, okay, and I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, I have to love myself. I had to start taking my own self out on dates. I had to, you know, treat myself special, because I know that me as a woman, I had to just embrace me, because if I didn't embrace me and love me, how can I give, if I meet someone, how can I give them the love that I have inside that God has given me and God has shown me the love, how can I give them that love that's in within me?
Mhm. That's good.
So I look at love as being a process. You know, I take my parents. My parents were married for 43 years before my mom died. And as growing up as a little girl and looking at my parents, I saw how my dad, when my mom walked into a room, I saw how my dad looked at my mom. His eyes were brightened up. You know, and I saw when my dad would walk in a room, and I saw how my mom would look at him, and her eyes would brighten up. And I'm not going to say that everything was so special, everything was so happy and happy and everything, because with marriage and with love, you know, you're going to have your trials and tribulations. But I knew that my parents had to actually grow together; their love had to grow. So, you know, I feel as if you go into a relationship, you're not going to be mature. Your love with each other have to grow, and it has to establish. You have to have a foundation of love.
Mm-hmm. Erica, are you on the line with us? Jeffrey, are you on the line with us?
Hey,
Erica,
hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Hey.
As we've been talking about love, I was just posing the question, when you are trying to enter into a relationship, how important do you feel it is to have a firm foundation of love for yourself before you're willing to share that love with someone else?
Oh, I'm a firm believer that you have to love yourself more than anything out there. You can't love nobody else till you love yourself. And really, for me, I don't like to be emotional about relationships. I don't like emotions at all, honestly. So love is like a forbidden kind of word to me. I do have feelings for people. I do. But I would never be the one to say I'm in love with someone.
That's good.
Who said
that's deep? Skipper, did you say that's deep?
No, I didn't say that.
I said that was
deep. Rob, you said that's deep?
But it is deep. It is deep. I
said it. It is deep. It was me. I said it.
Okay, why is that deep? It is honest. It is honest. But, you know, that's the one thing that I... Go ahead.
Because it's her true feelings. It's how she looks at love. Everybody looks at love differently. Everybody experiences love differently. So that's her opinion. That's how she feels. So that's what she's giving. You know, if she gets into a relationship, if she's not in a relationship, that is what she's letting her partner know. This is where I am. She's laying it out on the table. This is where I am right now. This is what I feel about love.
Okay. Wow. So when you feel like you're with someone who could be that one, are we looking for signs of love, or are we listening for words of love, or are we looking for both of those things? Sheila.
I'm sorry, you said are we looking at signs? One more time.
Are we looking for signs? Are we looking for actions, or are we listening for words, or both?
I would say, personally, I'd be looking for, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. For me, I'm looking for a confirmation based on what I desire in someone. I'm looking at a lot of things. I'm looking at what this person, you know, what their relationship, what their spiritual relationship is. I'm looking at how they feel about themselves, they love themselves, how they carry themselves, what their lifestyle is, all those things. It can be a big list for some people. It can be a short list for some people, but I do believe that not everyone is perfect, and there are some things that you yourself have to work on, because you may have something or do something that someone doesn't like. But in order for, when you're looking for someone, first of all, it's confirmation. So for me, it's from God. So if I feel he knows my heart, he knows what I want, I'm not going to go out looking for someone necessarily. I believe that that person will eventually come to me. Not saying that I can't go out and speak to people and meet people and things like that, but as far as looking for the one, it would have to be a few things that I'd be looking for in that person.
Okay. Skipper, actions or words, what are you looking for, or both?
To me, I'm looking for both. I'm looking and I'm listening, and I'm just, actually, I'm looking for actions in a relationship, just for smaller things that will kind of let me know that she loves me, because I know she's looking for actions from me, and she's listening. Words that I might say that are uplifting to her spirit, or just things I might do throughout the day. So I know she's looking for actions from me, so I'm looking for actions from her. Just to say good morning, or how was your day, or did you have a great day today, or anything I can do for you. Just constant things like that. It doesn't have to be big things, but to me, the smaller things are what shows me that she's loving me. And so if I know she's looking for those things, I'm doing those things myself so she can tell that I'm loving on her, or I'm caring about her. So like I said, the smaller things. I'm looking, always looking for actions. Looking for actions.
Yeah,
and listening.
The old adage
and
says
listening.
That actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
But I think that as all of us are constantly growing in love, because I think, Tracy, you said that this love to you is a process. And I agree with you that in any relationship that you're in, that you've been in for years, I think you made mention of your parents and how they grew to love each other constantly. I think that when you're preparing yourself to be in a relationship, you have to be prepared to be enlightened and grow constantly. Because I think my grandmother told me many years ago, and when she told me I didn't understand, she said the same thing you use to get them is the same thing you have to do to keep them.
Yep, I've heard
and
that.
And I was like, what?
Correct.
What? Right. And I was like, what? But then I would watch couples who have been together for many years and see them still laughing and touching and holding hands and, you know, the whispers in each other's ear. And I say, look at them acting like high school kids. But then I understood. That's what happened in the beginning to get them where they are. So that's what they're doing to maintain what they have. They're constantly expressing their heartfelt feelings for the other person. And how we see it is nothing but true love.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how
that's
we
right.
see it.
That's right. And sometimes,
wow.
Sometimes I get like that. I don't mean to cut you off. Sometimes it's skip. Sometimes I get like that in a relationship, and it kind of I keep things going for a while, and then sometimes I can see the relationships kind of get a little dry. So I kind of spoof it back up with some, you know, just keep it going. Just keep it, you know, like you said, the thing you have to do to keep them. You know, the thing you did in the beginning to do that you did, you have to do that to keep them. So that's why. You know, I kind of get out of it at times throughout the relationship, but then something sparks in my head and say, okay, I got to keep this thing going, and you know, I got to do something. I got to bring some roses home. I got to do, you know, just keep the spark going. And I think that makes the relationship last a long time by continually doing that.
I think it definitely makes a difference. He mentioned the tangible things, you know, recognizing that I might need to spice it up, and so I bring home roses. It's about to be Valentine's Day. Guys, is it really, do you feel pressured to buy us roses?
For me, this is Rob. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because for me, that's an everyday thing. You know.
Yes, it is.
Love is not an event. You know, it's a lifestyle, you know, that you take upon. You know, roses can be done any other day, you know, not when society says, okay, this is the time to buy roses or to show that you love them, you know, on a, on an off day, you know, when they're not thinking about it. Because for me, I'm the type of guy, you know, when I'm in a relationship with a woman and we're really connecting and I love her, she's a part of me. She's with me. I take her with me. So if I'm out somewhere at a store, I see a particular item, that's her, you know, and I grab it and I bring it home, you know, and it's not, you know, a birthday, a holiday, or any other special noted day, but it's just the fact that I love you and I'm always thinking of you, and I'm always have you with me. So it takes nothing to buy roses, take you out to dinner, to buy you something, or to show you love on any other day. I kind of like really shy away from Valentine's Day because, you know, it's superficial. You know, everybody wants to show love on Valentine's Day. Okay, what about March 16th?
How about that?
You know.
How about that? Yeah, I can agree with that. I I've been sort of sharing that with those who've been listening, that we really have allowed Valentine's Day to make love so superficial, and you know, it lacks any depth whatsoever. It's about who gets the most roses and the biggest box of candy, and you know, nothing is there. It's empty. So I like that. March 16th. I'll make sure I do something on March 16th. Oh, gosh. So, guys, and beautiful ladies, who loves harder, men or women? Who loves harder?
Wow.
When you get into this, when you're getting into this the newness, or you've been there for a while, who do you feel loves harder, men or women? Erica, you first.
I don't know, did Erica shy away?
Sheila, who loves harder, men or women?
I'll say women.
Okay.
Because, yeah, just am I getting an explanation or just my answer?
I'll take it.
Okay, I say women only because I feel like women have a different, we think differently. So we tend to think outside the box more so than a man would. Like Valentine's Day, of course, is, everyone knows, the day of love. And so that would probably be the only day that guy would buy roses versus just giving the person roses on a random day. You know, so, but women, you know, that's my opinion. I think that women love harder because we look at everything. If we see that there's a need, or we see this person needs help, or whatever the case may be, a shoulder to cry on, or whatever, I think that women, and those are, you know, expressions and actions, as the other caller said, I think that women love harder.
Hello.
Hey, yes. Erica, you're back. Hello?
Oh, you can,
Erica?
Hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
So, who loves harder, men or women?
It
who loves harder,
on the
men or women?
It depends
on the
relationship.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it both ways. Some relationships, I have loved harder. Others, I have not.
Mm-hmm. What makes the difference?
How much you are into that person.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. Pen, Skipper.
Well, I think women love the hardest, and I'm just speaking of that because of my experience. And I'm being truthful. I never love first, I don't think. That's if I'm saying it right. In my relationships, the women have always loved harder, and I try to, if I go into a different relationship, I try to change it up and I try to love harder, but it seems to me that the women always love harder. For some reason, women always love harder. Then once the man, because to me, I think the I think I should I don't love hard at first in the beginning, but towards the end,
mm-hmm.
I don't mean necessarily the end, but towards the middle part of the relationship, I think I'm loving a little more me myself, loving a little more than the woman, but in the beginning, definitely I think the woman loves harder. In my relationships.
I got you. Tracy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I do believe that women do love harder than men. And my terminology that I come with this is the fact that women give birth. We are nurturing. When we have a human being grown inside of us, we're nurturing. And so when that new human being comes out of us, we're in that nurture mode. We're loving. We're caring. And we are emotional. You know, we are emotional creatures. That's how God made us, to be emotional, to be there, to take care. So as far as for men, you know, I look at it and I've seen, it takes a man a little longer because, in my opinion and what I've seen in relationships that I've been in, to where I've gotten to the point that, okay, I started loving you and I fell in love with you, then I start backing out because you're not feeling what I'm feeling. So I'm exiting out the relationship where you're starting to feel and you're starting to fall in love, but I'm not where I was before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, so
I hear you.
I do believe women do love hard. We love hard. When we go into love, we love hard.
Rob, let me hear from you. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know for me personally, I tend to love hard. You know, growing up, being raised by strong women, you know, with the absence of, you know, a lot of men, I've learned, you know, those things, how women love and how hard they love. Well, for me, I think it's about loving different, because as Tracy stated, you know, women are nurturers. You know, they're mothering, and their love is right there readily, you know, up front. And men, you know, because we're naturally, you know, competitors, you know, warriors in a sense. We our love is deep. Because we understand we're always on a battlefield, so to speak, as a man. So we understand that if our heart is readily available, it can be punctured. You know, we can become vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go deep. That's why a lot of times it takes a while for a man to unleash that hard love and expose it. You know, I look at it like, you know, it's like a house. You know, you go to a woman's house. You know, her love, as soon as you open the door, boom, hey, how you doing? The love is right there, available, flowing through. But for the guy, you know, he got to bring you in the house. You know, take you down the basement. You know, and open up his secret compartment and show you, hey, this is where my love is. You know, it's so guarded.
It's tucked away.
Yeah, tucked away until he is really sure that the woman is worthy to have access to his heart. And with women, you know, women, like I said, they readily love, you know, up front. And I think that's why when guys mistreat them, that fall is hard, you know, because they're so exposed, you know, and expressing their love to you. So when you cut them, you cut them deep, and they tend to, you know, close up, you know, build barriers, you know, get like Fort Knox. It's always almost hard to really get back that love to the degree where it first started, if you can ever get back there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And that's true. Erica said something key. She said, you know, it depends on the relationship and, you know, how much she's into that person. And, Rob, you made mention that, you know, the guy has to determine whether she's worthy to receive the power of love from that man. My question, you know, when you're engaging, you know, in the beginning phases of relationship and being exposed to the emotion and the consciousness of love, you know, we all agree that women love hard. We also love quick because of our nurturing capacity that it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to love you. How can I help you? And it often doesn't pan out. And like you said, Rob, we end up broken. But what is it about men that make you all so reserved and so unwilling to just go ahead and release that love without the waiting game?
Well, first, I think it boils down to a man's relationship with God. Because once we, you know, as society tells us, you know, to be loving, to be emotional, you know, that's not masculine. But if you look at Christ, I mean, he was a straight up hard guy, but he was a loving guy. You know, he wasn't weak. You know, he was sensitive, you know, but he wasn't a punk. And I think we, after so many years and generations, when society has built up and created this mindset of how men are supposed to be, it's kind of hard. It's almost we have to deprogram ourselves of what we thought love was and what we saw love was supposed to be or what it should have been to understand what really love is. You know, it's kind, you know, it's gentle, it's meek, it's nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you talk about Christ, you know,
it's
about humility, not about you know, being the big bravado. No, the real strength of a man is his ability to love and his ability to be humble. And I think once we learn that, and until we get into Christ and allow Christ to get into us, you know, and allow God's love to shine through us, we'll always make that mistake and fall short in that area.
Mm. Erica, let me pose this question to you. You said it depends on with how much you're into them. Do you think that women will spend time in a relationship with a man that she's really not, quote-unquote, into as an option of being alone?
Yep. I've seen it happen. People that do not have self-confidence in themselves and think they can't find anybody else, they will stay with what they have, even though they're not the man for them.
Mm.
And also marriages, they'll stay together, even though the husband may have cheated or whatever, because they have kids.
I've seen that as well. So what makes us stay in a bad relationship, Sheila? You probably haven't experienced, but you've probably seen it. What do you think makes someone stay in a wrong relationship?
I guess for the same reason. They don't want to be alone. They love the attention. They don't know how to love themselves, so they appreciate the love that they're getting from that person. They may think they're actually helping that person by being in a relationship. They may feel like if they leave that person, they, you know, something may happen to them. I mean, I've seen it too. I've seen friends, relatives go through all of that too. So I would say all those reasons.
Rob, have you been in a relationship you knew it wasn't right, but you stayed?
Yeah, and it was funny as everybody was talking when you first posed the question. It really hit me, you know. It was like, wow, okay, who told him about me? It's when you kind of lower your standards and you settle. And that with the problem is you're settling. And when you don't, first of all, you have to have a standard of love for yourself in order for you to mm-hmm. demand somebody else to adhere to that standard. And I've stayed, you know, being complacent, knowing it wasn't for me, knowing this person wasn't bringing the best out of me. And at the end of the day, it allowed the worst to come out in me. But I just wanted to, you know, be with somebody at the time, and I figured, you know, okay, I can deal with some of the things that aren't right, that aren't good, just to get the little piece of pie that, you know, tasted good, but after a while it started to become a bitter taste in my mouth. And a lot of times, situations like that, you go into, you know, you get beyond just you and that individual, you start to have children. Then you go into a whole other dynamic. Now you're really tied to this person who you really didn't want to, you know, be with, and you really don't love, and that's because you don't love yourself. Now you're like, okay, now I gotta deal with this, you know.
Right.
But yeah, for me it was bad, and it took me a while, you know, because I was to get to myself. I had to really say, you know what, you can't love nobody till you love yourself, and can't nobody love you until you set a standard of love for yourself.
Yeah, that's real. Wow. So our time, we've got a few minutes left. I want each one of you that's still on the line, if you had to give someone your best thoughts about how to live a life with love in it, as a foundation that will help them succeed, what would you say? Sheila, I'm going to start with you. What key would you offer them to be successful in love?
To be successful in love?
Mm-hmm.
With another person? I would say, love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself first.
Okay. Tracy.
Well, Sheila just said it all. Love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, how can you love someone else? How can you give them love if you don't love yourself? Because if you don't love yourself, you're looking for trouble to come your way.
Erica?
I would say that you have to be honest, and you have to have communication to build love.
That's good.
That's it.
That's good, Rob.
Good. I mean, all I can do is piggyback off what the lady says. You know, you definitely have to love yourself and set a standard for yourself, and you definitely have to communicate and be open, be honest. And understand that it's a process. You know, let's talk about these things. You know, things will be an issue until it become a problem if we ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
So just be real. You know, you don't have to just overexpose yourself, but be real, you know, and that'll save you a lot of heartache. You know, it might cost you, you know, you might have to pay some things up front, but if you don't do it the right way, it'll definitely cost you in the end.
Yeah, it will. Hope, if you're available to come online, can you press 1? Thank you. Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine.
So, you've been listening. What are your thoughts on love from these singles? Have you heard anything that had an impact on you? Share that. And then I want you to also share with the listening audience, from your perspective, what we need to have a healthy love.
Okay, well,
it's not my turn because this is not my night to give input, and I'm just playing with you.
You're going to give input.
My panel's coming up. The thing that hit me the most was, because I've been through it, is that you have to love yourself first. And you have, the only way you can love yourself is to know how, first of all, through your relationship with God. When you have that and you're confident in yourself, and then when you know what truly what love is, then you can proceed to bring someone else into your space. Until then, it's not going to be healthy.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Oh. Wow. This has been great. This has been great. This has been just great. There's no other word that I can use. Awesome, phenomenal, I can use those words. But I appreciate each of you coming on the line tonight and sharing your perspective. I know that it looks like Skip's line dropped off, and I know he was in his car. So, you know, I'm sorry that he dropped off. But Erica, Tracy, Sheila, thank you ladies so much for joining us. Rob, thank you for sharing and being willing to share with us tonight. Love from a single's perspective. Absolutely. They've shared their heart with each of you tonight to sort of let you know that what you're feeling as a single, you're not alone. What you're experiencing with a relationship, with a lack of relationship, you're not alone. They are of the mindset, we are of the mindset that you have to first love yourself before you can even consider uttering the words to someone else, I love you. And then once you love yourself and you love yourself right and you have a relationship with our Father who loved us so much so that he gave his only son for us, if you can connect that, then that puts you at a good starting place to really open up your heart to receive someone else. As Tracy mentioned, women, we're nurturers by DNA. It's just in us to want to give and to want to share and to want to love and make everybody, as best as we can, be their very best. And men are a bit reserved. But as Rob shared, them being reserved is not them denying us love, but it's them being cautious so that not only will you be protected, but they will be protected too. We started this month off with the question, I want to know what love is. And as we continue throughout this month, I think that we all, at the end of February, will have a better understanding, a better perspective, will be in a better place to really start exercising love the way God intended. On next Wednesday, we will have with us a panel of those individuals who have been divorced and are choosing or choosing not to love again. So we encourage you all at the Empowerment Place. We challenge you every day to do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else, because we know that each of us is a key to our own empowerment. Thanks again, panel, for joining us. We say God bless you to each of you and have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.